Good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me are Joe Hogle and from MegaPros, Joe Hogle, and Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet. On today's show, we have Tom Janke. He's going to be talking about his new cabinet line. We got Gary Novell calling in, explaining how he helped the listener with their credit challenges. Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing will be talking about hail damage. We got some bad weather past couple of weeks, so he's going to be talking about roof inspections and how our listeners can check out their roofs and protect their homes. Jimmy Towns from Allstate, my insurance agent and the show's insurance agent, will be talking about the proper coverage, because with the rain that we received in this area over the past couple of weeks, a lot of our listeners were not properly covered. And I take my dogs on a walk every single day, and I walk my neighborhood, and I see black construction bags with wet, torn-up carpet and padding, so my neighbors got hit, and I don't know if they're covered. So Jimmy's going to call in to make sure our listeners have got the right coverage for their homes. At 11:15, MegaPros Joe is going to be taking our listeners' questions. We also have John from Max and Benny's, who is this week's recipient of the $1,000 Team Hochberg Feed Essential Worker Check. And at 11:30, we're going to have our roundtable. But first, we start the show every single weekend with Elwood. Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. This is 2 hours of laid-back, entertaining, and informational radio for all you, for all of our listeners out there. Please tell your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors to go to WGNDavid.com to listen online, and to tell your smart speakers, tune in WGN Radio. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
You know, Judy, at home, Judy could actually say, tune in to MegaPros, Joe.
And it works?
Yeah, she.
And then it goes silent.
Tune out MegaPros Joe is what she should have.
But it does go to WGN Radio?
However she set it up.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I guess my point is a lot of people listen to us on that streaming.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners listen on some type of mobile, portable listening device.
And it's easy to do.
So, yeah. Joe, you're saying that she can mention your name into one of the...
But I'm sure... I don't think anybody can. I think that's how she set it up or something.
Yeah, that's how she programmed it.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse the listeners right now.
Gotcha.
So you're doing good? Busy?
Busy. Everything's good. Tommy and I went to Starbucks this morning together.
We did. Right. Mask and everything. But it was really hard to drink the coffee through the mask.
Through the mask, I could imagine.
It got a little
coffee
on my shirt.
Than that Angel Food Cake. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to reach MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
And that other wonderful voice that you heard, it's good to have you back in the studio, Mr. Janke. How are you?
I am great today. Look at this weather out here. It's been, I was just telling Joe as we were walking over here, I haven't been downtown since the second week of March. So it's really nice to get back out again.
Beautiful day downtown. We are here to help our listeners. The show is about helping listeners. Helping listeners and helping more listeners. So if you have friends that are interested in learning about real estate, about redesigning their kitchen, about home improvements, about their credit, just about anything that's got to do with real estate, go to WGNDavid.com, click on the forward-facing white arrow, and you could listen on any type of mobile listening device. 312-981-7200 is the phone and text line. We love getting calls. We love getting text messages. And talk about emails. We love getting email questions. And a young man, 20-year-old young man by the name of Mitchell, sent me a email, and I told him that he's listening right now. Okay. What would be your advice for a college student looking at living options after graduation? It's a great question. What should they do to prepare their credit for a mortgage loan, and how long should they look to rent before buying a home and taking on a mortgage payment? Thank you very much, Mitchell. So I didn't know if this was like Mitchell's dad sending an email. So I'm like, hey, you know, thanks for the email, like I always do. How old are you? Is this for you, or is this for your, you know, your spouse, your kid, whoever, you know, your spouse, you know, your child? He's like, no, it's for me. I'm 20 years old. I go to University of Illinois.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I go for University of Illinois. I've got a question. I'd love to get information. So back and forth with the emails. Long story short, he doesn't have a credit card because 20-year-olds use what?
Debit cards.
Mm-hmm. They don't have credit cards. So I'm like, okay, right. Number one, stop using your debit card. Number two, immediately apply for a credit card. Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Any one of them.
Doesn't matter. I mean, if you drive to U of I and you stop at a gas station and you want to get 10 cents off, I don't care. Just get a universal card that you could do anything. So I'm like, and get one now. And I go, if you have trouble getting one, then go to Fifth Third's Bank. I've got nothing into Fifth Third's. Just I like their prepaid credit cards because I know that they report to all three credit bureaus. And I also know that after a certain period of time, sometimes 12 months, sometimes 15, sometimes 18 months, they turn into an unsecured card, which means you put up a sum of money, say $300 or $500, and they give you a credit card that is already has credit on there for $300 to $500, which is basically like a debit card, because a debit card is they just zap the money out of your account. You don't have the money in your account. It gets declined. Same thing with a prepaid credit card. But the thing with the prepaid credit card is that they apply it to and start reporting it to Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So now you've got a pulse. What's going to happen, I told this guy, the 20-year-old young man, I said, your mailbox is going to blow up with credit card offers because now you're on the grid, right? You've got a pulse. So and then I recommended 3 to 4 months down the road, open up another credit card. And then 3 to 4 months down the road, open up a third credit card. That's all you need. Sorry, I just spit and I'm getting all excited. That's all you need. You need three credit cards. Gives this young man a good base. And when he gets out, he'll be ready to roll. And you go there. The question about when's a good time to buy a home, that's subjective. I know 25-year-olds that are ready to go, and I know 35-year-olds that aren't ready to go. So you've got to be in a right state of mind financially and mentally to be able to take on a mortgage payment. So that's too big of a loaded question. But he sent back, this is great information, thanks. And he's listening right now, so thanks for that great question, Mitchell.
And the only thing I want to throw in there is I'm so glad to hear a 20-year-old is thinking this way, because most 20-year-olds are thinking about beer pong.
And something else. 312-981-7200, fixing your car. That's what Joe is. 312-981-7200. 312, no, it's probably not fixing their car. Eating pizza. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Bring on the calls. Bring on the text. We're here to help you. We're going to come back with Tom Jahnke talking about his new cabinet line after these messages.
No.
Everybody's known. You got a custom Continental. You got a Eldorado, too.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, Dan, we're going to pick you up. You got to be a little more, got to be quiet. So
I don't know what he was doing.
I brought him up to put him in the bullpen, and he's like changing his tires or something.
Hey, did you hear Stephen Leahy's commercial just now?
It was great.
Amazing, right?
Great. And I'll tell you what. He's an awesome tax attorney. He's a great bankruptcy attorney. He's great at what he does.
Yep.
And if you need help with the IRS, he's a bulldog. So we've got great experts on the show to help our listeners. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, Dan, I'm going to try one more time, but I got to do some things before I get to you. So 312-981-7200. This portion of the show is sponsored by Realtor Donna Sattler. She's our Northwest Suburban and Southern Lake County Realtor. Lindeman Chimney, the good folks over at Lindeman Chimney. Jimmy Towns, Allstate Insurance, and MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. Danny, how are you doing in Elmhurst this morning, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. You sound like you're interested in buying a home.
Yeah, so I'm taking a look. I'm interested, instead of renting, I'm kind of at the point in my life, I'm 27, single. I just want to start saving, putting towards equity.
Yeah.
I have no kids or anything, so I don't really feel like I need like a single home or anything like that. So I'm looking at condos, but I'm just kind of nervous about the process. And I don't want to buy at the top of the market. That's kind of my biggest fear right now.
Okay.
I got about $27,000 saved up for a mortgage payment, but I was wondering if you have any advice on what I should be looking for in a condo.
I think you should be looking for something that you could afford. I think you should be looking for something that has a strong condominium management association. I think you should be looking at a condominium that doesn't have any type of special assessments coming up, and you could find that out in the minutes of the condo meetings. I think you should, I know you should work with a realtor. Then we've got great realtors on the show who know the area that could point you in the right direction and could show you different condos that meet all of your needs. There are some condos, Danny, that have workout rooms, that some condos have underground parking, some condos have outdoor reserve parking. Is a one-bedroom good enough for you? Do you want to bring in a buddy to rent a bedroom from you, and you buy a two-bedroom if you could afford it? There's hundreds of different questions that we only have 2 hours here on the radio to answer, but I'd love to talk to
That's
you.
True.
Is that a good – did I get you going in the right direction with what I was telling you so far, Danny?
Yeah, definitely. It just – yeah, I'm just trying to look for something that maybe it can, like, grow in value. Like, maybe I – meet someone,
That's
get a wife,
yeah.
And 3 years from now, I could just move out. I'm just kind of worried about being underwater on a mortgage because you never know where the market's going to go in like 2-3 years.
Listen, 45 and 55 and 35 and 65 and 75-year-old listeners right now have that same worry and that same challenge, right? The market goes up, the market goes down. The best advice that anybody could give you is location, location, location. And make sure you're buying not only in a good location, but you're buying in a good condo that has a strong management and strong reserves, that's close to your work, that has the amenities that you want, and that you could afford. And we could hook you up. And the best person to work with are one of the three realtors that we have involved with the show. They're all three great ladies, and they are all freaking tremendous type of professionals that will make sure that wherever you're looking to purchase, you're covered and all your questions are answered, Danny. And we'll get you pre-approved for free, buddy, all right?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, are you looking downtown, Danny?
Yeah. Where are you looking to buy, Danny?
I'm kind of actually looking towards more of the suburbs now. I lived in the city for about like 3 years, and I'm just kind of ready to get out to the suburbs. So currently living in Elmhurst right now, but looking towards like Lyle.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a great realtor out there. Amy Kite handles that area for us, and she'll be more than happy to get you with one of her members of her team to start searching out condos in the Lyle Downers Grove area. How's that sound, bud?
No, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
How long you been listening to the show, Danny?
To be honest, I've been listening for quite a while at the WGN. My parents that's kind of the thing I used to do, driving to like swim practice and stuff.
Yeah.
WGN was always on the radio. So,
all right, cool. Well, thanks for continuing on the tradition, my friend. Hang tight. We'll get your information, and we'll get you connected with Amy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPost call and text line. Glenn, you've got a question about interest rates.
Yeah, recently, before the wonderful COVID-19, I purchased a home. The rates were higher, and I'm at 4.1 right now. I have had the house reappraised independently. I have $124,000 equity into the house already since I purchased it.
Okay.
So I have a 140 balance, and the house is appraised right now. Well, I put in a kitchen and new appliances in there, but right now I have a 274-279 appraisal.
How long ago did you buy the house?
I bought the house 4 months ago.
4 months ago. Wow. And it jumped that much in value, or you put that much down?
No, it did jump that much in value. My father found a house that we were very lucky enough we walked into. It's a four-bedroom, 4,000 square feet. It's in a gated community, and we jumped on it right away. They took the price and ran. They took the money and ran.
Okay, they wanted to get out. Well, listen, how'd you like to be in the threes and not pay any closing costs?
I would like to be. Can we do in this? Do you have the availability? I've been watching the market, the 15s.
Yeah.
15-year, and in like in the low or the high twos.
Maybe, definitely, maybe, depending upon your credit and if you wanted to pay closing costs. Depends on the market on Monday. We could take a look. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, pick you up. You have hardwood floors in that new home of yours?
No, they're not hardwood floors. That's going to be after all the parties and entertainment. Look at my new house, then I'll have hardwood floors put in. All but right. the carpeting's only 2 years old.
Okay, well, so call back and we'll get you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. How's that?
Okay. Right. Well, my dad's got a hardwood floor. I mean, he just had his put in.
Well, you got something for your dad.
All right, we're gonna send you
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, it's coming up this next month.
You wrap all right,
hang tight. We're gonna get your information, Glenn, and we'll contact you. Okay, brother.
So you're this number. You'll take this number. Okay,
I'm gonna put you on hold. Sammy or Ashley will pick you up, and we'll contact you after the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You have a great weekend, my friend. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tommy, what's going on with these wonderful new cabinets? Talk to me about them.
Well, I'll
why
tell
are
you
they
one
so
thing.
Special?
I am. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new product. Like most people who have come into our store and they've heard my commercials, the hottest thing in the market is white shaker, and they get that from HGTV. I mean, it's either a white shaker or it's a gray shaker. Well, I got to tell you that the vast majority of the shakers that are used on that TV, and we sell a lot of them too, it's an import product.
We're having some challenges with imports, aren't we?
They've had some challenges where they've had to move out of China, and they've gone to Indonesia, they've gone to Vietnam. They're all over. So I was contacted several weeks ago by a new cabinet company, and the beauty part is Let me step back 1 second. I told them, I said, let me take a look at what you've got pricing-wise. And then once I saw that, it really excited me. And I said, I want to see a cabinet. They sent me a cabinet. The second I saw that cabinet, I was absolutely blown away. We are going to own this market in the white shaker cabinets with this new line that's domestically made in America by Americans. And we will do a lot of damage
in Ohio. You said right?
It's out of Ohio. Yeah.
What makes it? What? And I know you get excited over things that I don't get excited over.
Things
but,
made out of wood.
Right. I know. Right. Yeah. You get really excited about cabin. Yeah. I mean, I look at a cabin, and go, yeah, nice cabin. Tom's like,
You know what? The beauty part about this is, when we talk about the import cabinets, we would buy them through containers. They would come in a little box, and we have a whole assembly line. This new cabinet comes fully assembled. It is a frameless cabinet. And people go, there's a lot of explanation between a framed and a frameless, but one of the easiest ways to say it is there's a lot more interior room to the drawer as well as, getting product in, getting dishes in and out of doors. So it doesn't have that frame encroaching. It's a full overlay. The thing is a beast. And the gentleman, I talked to the gentleman that actually designed the kitchen or designed the cabinets. There is a cabinet line called Pogan Po. And Pogan Po is an old, old European $100,000 kitchens.
Whoa.
He built this box of the cabinet to replicate Pogan Po. And I'm going to tell you, we are not going to be that far off in pricing from that cheap press board stuff you find in the big box stores. I will tell you, we will own the market on
it. But 10 times the quality.
10 times the quality, absolutely. The cabinet is a beast, and we should be fully stocked by the third week of June. They're ready to ship. They have 74,000 cabinets in stock, and their facility is very large. So
and you're putting them in my office, too. Right?
We're going to put them in MegaPro's office, and we're going to be putting them in our showrooms also.
Now we got to hit a break. Kevin McDonald?
No, that's Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, his brother,
right. Kevin.
Kevin
McDonald
and
is
I went
your
to high
sales
school.
Guy.
Yeah, Kevin McDonald works here.
Exactly.
It's McDonough. 312. Don't get me going. I'm trying to get into the break. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call and text line. Gary Novell's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking more about cabinets. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me are MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, and Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. I always get them mixed up because of the L. Lindholm Roofing. It will be calling in at 10:45, and we have Jimmy Towns of Allstate insurance company, my insurance agent, and the show's insurance agent. He's my personal insurance agent. He's been buying insurance. He's been covering my family for over 10 years. He's a great agent. He's going to be calling in at the top of the hour talking about making sure our listeners have the right type of coverage, because after this rain, a lot of our listeners are finding out they don't have the right type of coverage, and now they have a basement full of schmutz that they got to get rid of and fix up after tearing it all out. Tommy, you wanted to continue before
yes.
we get to Gary.
You know why, though, David? Tommy doesn't feel that he got his full 10 minutes in.
Right, I know, I understand. I know, and he's still foaming
so
over there.
So it's like, yeah.
I'm foaming on the mouth with this new cabinet line. You know, we actually just had a texter that says, please make sure we mention the name of the cabinet so I can buy American Fantastic. And that's our same sentiment. The line is going to be called Prior Creek. And I would say it's going to take us about the third week of June to get our stock in. But, you know, this is an incredible American-made cabinet that's going to be priced, you know, it's going to be priced to meet everybody's budget.
It's all that shaker door, right?
It is a shaker door.
And then you got white, gray. And,
well, we're going to stock white right now. Okay. We will probably move into their grays, probably into July, August. And then they have a new, a new steel gray. Because a lot of the new appliances today are that gunmetal gray. Yep. They're coming out with the gunmetal gray cabinet. So
he's getting choked up, Joe. Just talking about that cabinet.
I don't know what happens to him. But Tom, you also said you can get these cabinets in 7 days. Is that true?
No. We are actually going to stock them. So I'm going to stock truckloads of these things. So these are, you're going to walk in, take them right off the shelf, go home and install them. So we are going to be stocked. I mean, we have our initial inventories are coming in June, and probably every 2 weeks we'll be getting a replenishment.
What if somebody is out there, one of our listeners, needs a custom size? Is this just a mass produced, like a Ford assembly line? Or can they make a 18.5-inch cabinet if need be?
No. The beauty part about us is this particular cabinet is there's no way to modify it because of the way it's made, because of it being a frameless cabinet. And we don't assemble it. It comes in the box ready to go to your warranty on it. The beauty part about us is, let's say somebody comes in and these particular cabinets won't fit within their design. So what we have is they can go out. We've got five other cabinet lines, so we can custom order exactly what they need.
Oh, nice! And how's that going to impact your business, Joe?
It's a great option. That's what we talked about. Is that some people are actually in a hurry for whatever reason? It could be after a flood, coming back from a flood or some floor damage or something. They want their cabinets now.
I'll tell you where it's going to be big is around holiday time.
Well, that's
Thanksgiving. Right. I want it in now.
Right. I will tell for all the listeners out there, one of the things that's happening with the cabinet companies is they are extending their lead time significantly. I was talking on another show this morning and talking about how one of our lines has 850 employees, and right now 420 are off because of the COVID-19.
Really?
Yes, because they don't want to come into a manufacturing environment. So all of a sudden, their lead times went from 6 weeks to 12.
Not because of the demand, but because of workers not wanting to go back into the shop. Well, listen, you got to take care of yourself.
Here's another question that might be relevant.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on. I got to do this
first. Kevin?
I got to do well. Yeah, right. That came in last break.
Oh yeah, you're in charge of the show. I should just shut up.
You should just wait. Let me get through it and guide you through this.
I forgot.
I was going to get to that. What is a shaker cabinet later? But hang on. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Garage Door Group. Our good friend Will Santiago, Gary Novell, the credit guru, JC Restoration, and Next Door and Window, Justin Bartley. Gary, what's going on in the credit world there? You've got a great story. How you helped one of our listeners by the name of Jill clear up two past amounts on her credit report when she tried for months, and you got it done, whammity-bammity, gone.
Well, hi, David, and good morning, everyone. Nice to see everybody back in the studio again.
Hey, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Dave, you're right. I'd like to talk about how I did help Jill, who is a longtime listener of the show, remove two recent past due amounts showing up on her credit report after the bank agreed to suspend her payments for 3 months due to her job situation because of the coronavirus. Now, you know, for the past few months, I've been advising people that are going through some financial difficulty because of the virus impacting their jobs to contact the lenders and explain the situation, and they would help out by suspending payments for a few months or putting the account in forbearance with no negative information showing up on the credit report. Well, Jill found herself in this situation after working on her job for over 20 years. Took my advice, called the bank, and explained, much to her embarrassment, the situation she now found herself in, and the bank agreed to help out by suspending payments on both credit cards for 4 months, and then when she began making payments again, to just pick up where she left off, making at least the minimum payment. Nothing negative will show on the credit report. And these were for two open credit cards with the same bank that had been open over 5 years, and there was never a late payment on there. So after she got off the phone with them, she was so happy to not have to worry about how to make those payments with her limited income and destroying her credit. Well, then about six weeks after that, she started getting alerts from her monitoring company that her scores were dropping and late payments and past due amounts were starting to show up on her report, and she was clueless. So, like I say, she's been listening to us do this talk about this for years about credit, so she called me and explained all that had happened and was wondering what I could do to help her out. Well, we took a look at her credit, and sure enough, both of the accounts from that bank were now showing past due amounts and was starting to come up on being 60 days past due. David, we know that two bad accounts like this can take easily over 100 points off her credit scores. And then when I started doing my work with the credit bureaus, the strangest thing happened. When I submitted the disputes to the credit bureaus on these two accounts, before I could even log out of the website, I noticed that the results were already sent back, and both accounts were updated to show zero past due, no lates, and the comment, payments suspended until September 2020 due to a natural disaster. Bam! So I was able to get these two accounts correctly updated within minutes with all three of the credit bureaus on what should have been done with her original call to the bank. Fascinating. Sometimes I see things that I amaze myself with. So for any questions on this type of situation or about your credit, never hesitate to call me at 630-624-9557. If you want the absolute correct and honest answers to your questions, pick up the phone and call 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everybody. We're not through this yet.
Hey, Gary, I misspoke during the first segment. I said,
David, you do that for all the time. You just used the wrong terminology. A prepaid credit card is when you walk into a Walmart and you take that card off the rack and you give the register person $100 and she loads the account with $100.
Right.
That's just like a debit card.
Right.
It does not report to the credit bureau. That's a prepaid card. What you were referring to is a secured credit card, and I agree with you. Fifth Third has one of the best secured credit card programs out there because I've been using them for years, and I know that once you get approved, that account shows up on the report within 30 days.
All right, Ashley, mark this show right now. This is the first mistake ever. Over here at WGN.
No, the first time you've been correct.
It's duly noted. First mistake.
Talked about you telling people to close credit cards back in the day.
Right. That was 19 years ago.
Same thing, though, truthfully.
So did I. When I first got in the industry, I used to tell everybody, pay it off, shut them down. And then I met Gary, and he started yelling at me.
Yep. Put them away, put them in the drawer, and don't put them in the shredder.
Correct, right. And keep the accounts open. So I apologize.
I always tell people if you want to have a credit card but don't use it, fill up a glass with water, put the card in the water, put the glass in the freezer. That way you don't have any quick access.
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
Enough.
Yeah, I don't think. That, yeah, and then you'll have to pick up all
you're
the glass.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so it's called a secured credit card, not a prepaid credit card. So I apologize to our listeners. I apologize to Mitchell. Please make sure you get a secured credit card, which is what you would get at Fifth Third when you give them money, and they would give you a secured credit card. And it's one of the best tools that I have found in the 19 and a half years that I've been doing mortgages to help consumers and our listeners set up a base. So they could have a foundation, if you will, to begin building their credit from scratch or begin rebuilding their credit after a economic anomaly like a divorce that blew up their credit, a bankruptcy, a foreclosure, whatever. It's a great tool, especially for our listeners out there that are completely off the grid that aren't going to get credit by going into Fifth Third's bank, give them $300 to $500 fill out an application. They'll give you a credit card back, and you got live rounds. You use it. You put $100. You charge $100. You have $400 left. And what I recommend to our listeners is every payday, stop at a Fifth Third Bank and pay them back, which means they're going to reload your secured credit card so you could go back out and continue to use it. And I say the four T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. It's not a 50 or 60-inch TV, just for the staples, okay? And just use it, then put it back in your pocket, and then all of a sudden there's going to be a gigantic party, gala, if you will, in your mailbox because the credit card companies will find you.
They're like vultures.
They are vultures. Whatever, but you got to control yourself, Tommy, because a lot of our listeners will be like, oh, look at this. This is a party. Let's go crazy. No. Control yourself one every 4 to 5 months, and that's all you need is three. Right, Gary? Is that a good?
Right. And David, here's a little tip for everybody, okay? Regarding debt utilization, which is what takes points off your score when you have a high balance to your limit on a credit card, okay? It doesn't matter if your limit is $300 or your limit's $10,000. If you have a zero balance, you're using 0% of your available credit, and you can't get any better than that. So if you have a $10,000 limit with a zero balance, you have a $300 limit with a zero balance, it's having the exact same effect on your credit score.
All right, we got to take a quick break. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630-624-9557, 630-624-9557. Your credit is going to be more important than ever coming out of this mess we're in right now, so don't hesitate to call.
All right, and everybody call and hang tight. We will get to you.
You got like five calls.
I know, the phone lines are blowing up. Leslie from Glenview, hang tight. Hey, Sammy, can you pick up the phones? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, to collect all the information from all of our show's experts. Leslie, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Mike Houston's coming in, talking about hail damage. The show's back. 312-981-7200. Home sweet home, Chicago, on AM 720 WGN.
How much longer? It grows stronger every day.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is Home Sweet Home Chicago's
this
call.
This really is a good radio
and
show.
Text line, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I am.
That's a MegaPros call and text line, and the listeners as well. I get feedback all week about our listeners liking the flow, liking the different topics, liking the different conversations. But this portion of the show is sponsored by Robert A. Andreas and Son, our concrete guys. Joe Van Riet from Baird & Warner, realtor. Stephen A. Leahy, tax attorney and real estate tax attorney. And he will fight the IRS for you. And our good friend, Mr. Rich Dykstra at Dykstra Home Services Heating and Air Conditioning.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. And so is his kids.
Mm-hmm.
So are his kids. We've got Leslie on the line. Leslie, you've been waiting a long time. How's Glenview this morning? I drove by Glenview from Northbrook. Where in Glenview are you?
I am pretty much on the eastern side of Glenview.
Okay. I know where you're at. Tommy, you're looking at me. I know East Glenview, okay? You got East Glenview, West Glenview, North Glenview, South. And there's certain areas of Glenview, Tommy. You need to know where you're going, the mean streets of Glenview. So what's going on? Leslie, you've got, it says here, cement has rust on it. That doesn't sound very appealing.
I know. I bought my place a few months ago, and they left me, I want to thank them very much for leaving me this wonderful patio furniture, but as I move it, I see that there are stains on the cement from the legs that don't have bottoms. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
You're like, yeah. So I've been trying every remedy that I've read about on the internet and, you know, vinegar and this and that and the other thing. I can't get those stains up, so I need some help. Can you help me?
Joe?
So I'm actually a rust on concrete expert now because our water is really hard at our house. So if I just lay a hose out and that water will sit under that nozzle, it'll etch that concrete orange. Leslie, there's a product that you buy in the store. I'm going to have my MegaPros Judy call in and tell us what the name of it is.
That's Joe's wife.
Yeah, it's in CLR, is it?
No, it's in a brown bottle and it's rust out something or another. If you keep listening, I'm going to have Judy call in and tell us exactly what the name of it is. But it works.
I would be happy to keep listening. Thank you so much.
It comes right out. It's like magic.
Will Judy go to her house in Glenview in the mean streets of East Glenview?
I don't think Judy will do that for you. But
no, she's retired now. She can use a little part-time work.
Don't act like she's got nothing to do. It's a big mistake. Believe me. Trust me.
I'll tell you what, Leslie. I'll tell you what. I'll find out what it is.
Yeah.
I will go to the Ace in downtown Northbrook because those are my guys.
Okay.
I'll pick up a bottle for you and drop it off because I'm literally 10, 15 minutes.
Are you
from
really going to do that? Or are you just?
I'm not going to get the stain. I'm going to watch her get the stain. I'm going to record it. I'm going to drop the bottle off for her.
Are you really?
I'm not a good cleaner.
There you go. All right. You can post that on Facebook.
I'm not a really good cleaner myself, but I will appreciate.
I'm telling you, Leslie. All you have to do is just spray it on. It just squirts out of the bottle.
Oh, I could do that.
Oh, that.
I know, and actually, I'm good at it too. So,
hey, Leslie, I'm a good squirter out of a bottler. So,
oh, here's a listener called in. Is it wet and forget?
I've got that on my.
No, that's for algae.
That's for algae. I don't know if that works on some. I'll
it does
tell
not.
You what, Leslie. Customer service here on Home Sweet Home Chicago because you're a loyal listener.
Yeah.
Do you
Thank
have
you.
Hardwood floors?
I actually do. I just had my hardwood floors refinished, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I wish they were shinier.
I'll tell you what. You should have. Who did? You didn't use Mr. Floor, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's why they're not shiny.
What do you mean? You just had them refinished?
I had a whole lot of work done in my house, and then the man who. General contractor, I guess you would call him. He got his guy to come in, you know, with the truck and the people, and 3 days later, I had the floors look beautiful. They really do. They were sanded and stained, and then I don't know what kind of topping is on it, but
have Igor take a look.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have Igor come out, and either he or I will bring, in addition to this, whatever this stuff to get your rust out. We'll also bring a complimentary bottle of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning Product. How's that? It's the greatest stuff.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, you hang on, all right?
Thank you.
And thanks for hanging out so long, Leslie. You, hang tight. 312-981. That's like I feel like a Wally Phillips moment here.
This is that's wow. actually all right. Well,
you're going to go to people's houses.
I don't think Judy's listening. She didn't text me.
No, she's listening when I'm on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We've got a caller, Dolores, who has a question for you. She has a roof that's got some bubbles coming in. You guys did the roof about 9 years ago, and she's got a question. Can you help her out here, my friend?
I hope so. Give it to me.
All right, hang tight. I need somebody in the control room to help me out do this. But when they do, well, I don't know where Sammy went, but he disappeared on me. But let's, Dolores, hang tight. But first, Mike, let's talk about how you helped Tiffany from Evanston, who was listening the last time that you were on, probably still listening right now. She reached out regarding hail and heavy rain damage to her roof. What do you guys do at Lindholm to help our listeners overcome insurance challenges?
Well, the first thing we do is we inspect the roof. We go out, we take a look, we climb up. Obviously, if you can climb up, but there's drones that we sometimes can use, just like insurance adjusters do. But we go out and we inspect the roof. We document what we find. We tell the homeowner what we find. They call their insurance company. Sometimes the insurance company is there before us. Sometimes they're there after us. But that's how we help them out. We inspect.
And how do you help them with the insurance companies?
Well, oftentimes the insurance, you know, in the hailstorm that came through maybe a month and a half ago, there's really, we help by supplying them an estimate. We help by talking to the adjuster. We help by trying to match or come close to what the insurance company comes out and estimates themselves. Sometimes it's a whole job. Sometimes it's a partial. You know, we match what they want done. We price what they need, what was damaged. We help them out in that way.
All right, we're going to bring on Dolores on line one. Can you guys bring Dolores on so I don't drop Dolores? Mike, hang on. Let's bring on Dolores on line one. Dolores, line one. All right, Mike, there. All right, Dolores?
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you for calling. So Lindholm did your roof a couple of years back.
About 9 years ago, yes. And it was wonderful. It's a flat roof that's over our back family room. And our condenser, our air conditioning condenser, is on top of that flat roof and has been for ever since they put it on. And this year when I went to take the cover off, I saw a big bubble in the roof, and then I saw a couple, three little bubbles, and I was really concerned because I've never seen that before.
Hang on, Mike, is it safe to say that you shouldn't have a bubble in a roof?
You probably should not have a bubble in a roof. Good, safe statement.
Okay, good. How can we help Dolores with her roof bubble?
Well, there's a couple different things. Dolores, does the bubble feel like it has air or water underneath, or do you not really know air? Okay, so it's a simple, you just have vapor trapped. There's a couple different things we can do. We can cut the bubble, seal it, and we could seal it really well, or we can put a couple of vents in strategic locations, and vents not so much to vent the attic space below, but to actually vent the material that is trapping the gases or moisture or humidity or whatever it is that it's trapping, the probably gases. So we need to vent those gases with what's called a one-way vent, which allows the vapors to escape, and those bubbles will lessen, but we could also cut them and seal them.
So, Dolores, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information to Mike. He's going to call you while off the air so you could talk more, because I'm up against a break here at the top of the hour.
And thank you.
Thank you, Dolores. And we're going to take care of you with some Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product, okay?
Great.
All right. Listen, she got her bubble taken care of and her floor is clean. 3-1-2.
What a better Saturday morning you couldn't have. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't know, other than delivering bagels, cream cheese, and lox sandwiches to everybody, I don't know how much more helpful we could be here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Mike, you're going to stick around. We're going to call you so you can call Dolores, and then you're going to come back at 11:30. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
All right, we got Jimmy Towns coming up at the top of the hour. I'm getting the wrap it up finger to get out of here because I got a break. 312-981-7200. We got another hour left. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That was Joe Hogle laughing. 312-981-7200. Okay. I got it. That's cool. I might have gained a couple of pounds during the... I might be a lot more than a couple of pounds, and I do look like Howdy Doody. Okay, if people don't know what's going on, I have a red bandana. I wore a red bandana as my mouth, as my protective shield, as we all have to do to enter the building.
Yeah.
And they said I look like a overweight Howdy Doody.
I didn't say overweight. I just said you look like Howdy Doody. And Sammy's like, I don't even know who Doody Hoody is, right?
Well,
and
Sam's 23 years old.
And that's where I said Toy Story. Go to Toy Story.
So go to Toy Story.
Right. And then put Woody on on a fat gaining program and make Woody 70 pounds overweight. And
you just don't like the picture of you. I see what's happening.
I'm good. I'm good with it. I know I've gained a couple of pounds. Joan, how are you in Chicago?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You're looking to buy a second home, it says.
Yeah, I want to buy a condo in Florida, but I want to put down the least amount of money as I can.
Okay, how much?
Dave, do that for me, too.
You want to buy one for Joe as well? Do you own a home up here in Chicago, Joe?
Yeah, I have probably about $80,000 to $90,000 of equity.
Okay, I have I'm going to help you here. How much is the condo that you're looking to buy in Florida?
They're around $300.
Okay. So we could help you secure a line of credit against your home with Sherry at Republic Bank, which is gaining access to liquidity in your home. So you could buy a second home for as little as 10% down.
And
10% down. You're not going to get the super low rates that you're hearing because there's a condo adjustment. If you don't put down 25%, you're going to pay, depending upon your rate, it could depending upon your credit score, it could be a quarter to up to a full point rate difference because you're putting down less than 25%. But you want to know how you could get in with as little money down?
Right. That's cool.
You call Sherry at Sherry Jenna, Republic Bank. I'm going to give you her phone number. It should be on one of these sheets that I have here. And if it's not, of course it's not, I will find it and we will call you after the show. After the next break, I will have it for you. She will get you, help you secure a line of credit, and we'll help you secure a mortgage on your condo downtown. How's that? I mean, in Florida.
Cool. Okay? Florida. Great.
I'm from New York, and it's called Florida, by the way. I just thought.
Sorry.
Called Florida, because I'm from New York, and that's how we say Florida. You guys say it differently up here. But do you have any other questions? How come you want to go to Florida?
I hate the weather up here, but my job doesn't exist down in Florida. So I wanted to buy one where I could go whenever I couldn't take it anymore. And then in the process, I want to like do like a Airbnb with it or rent it out. So hopefully it'll pay for itself a little bit.
All right. Well, here, I've got her phone number if you'd like her phone number. Okay.
I do.
Are you ready? Don't want to give you her cell phone number. Hang on.
Give me 2 seconds.
All right. Tell me when you're ready. We got another hour left in the show. Okay. Ready? Here we go. 630 241 5726. 630-241-5726. You tell her that we sent you, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Do you have hardwood floors, Joan?
I do. I'm watching my dog scratch them as we speak.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning products. So hang tight. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. Kathy out in Crystal Lake. How can we help you? You've got a counter repair question.
Yes. Well, since we're stuck at home trying to do some house projects while we're home, I have like 20-year-old laminate countertops that are in actually really fantastic condition since it's just my husband and I here. But I've dropped like knives on them a couple of times by accident. They have a couple of small nicks, and I'm trying to figure out if there's some way of repairing those nicks.
Tom and Joe?
So they don't get worse.
Is it a white laminate?
Yeah, it's off white. It's slightly off white.
Yes, you know,
like almond, I guess they used to call it.
You know what, Kathy? There's those paint and those touch up kits, but I don't know, Tommy.
You know what? The problem is with laminate not being a porous surface, it's very difficult to get something to adhere to it. I would tell you that because laminate has kind of fallen out of favor into the market today because of all the quartz and or granite that's out there, there just hasn't been that many products out in the marketplace for doing repair on that because people are tearing them out. I wish I had a better answer, but they'd have to go in with some kind of an epoxy, but I just don't even know who even does it anymore.
You know what, Kat?
Okay.
Is it a big countertop?
It's not big in the section where the nicks are.
That's, I guess, what I'm asking you. So if it was possible, is your sink in that part of the countertop?
Yes.
Ouch. Okay. You know, to replace a laminate countertop is really not that much, and you have a good chance of matching the other ones that are there.
Can you take a picture and send it over, Kathy?
Sure.
But I can't. I can give you a guesstimate on how much it would cost to replace it. The countertop material is not bad to purchase, so it's just a matter.
Okay, here, take a picture. We got to hit a break. Send it to 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. And for everybody out there, Judy Hogel has.
Could I ask a floor question?
Sure. Can you hang on so I can go to a break? Because I got to get
to a
break.
We'll be right back,
Kathy. Okay, we're going to be right back, Kathy.
Okay.
Hang on. You can and you will, but we got to take this break real quick. The product is from Wink, W-H-I-N-K, and it's called Rust Stain Remover, certified and approved by Judy Hogel, MegaPros Joe.
Joe's wife. Iron out, rust out.
Iron out, rust out, but right. She sent me a picture. Rust Stain Remover made by Wink.
Plus, so, it's got 20% off the coupon on it right there.
Okay, great. And you got to go to Joe's home to get the coupon. 312-981-7200. We got Jimmy Towns coming up. We got Commander Stubler coming up. We got to hit a break. We got John from Max and Benny's. We're eating pastrami and corned beef sandwiches, which are
corned beef sandwiches.
Right, so good. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, MegaPros Contact Line, WGNDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Remember,
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you very, very much for keeps our text lines blowing up. So that's great. We got the pictures from Kathy. So thank you for sending in the picture. We see the small hole there. It's less than...
That's the only damage, Dave,
yeah.
You could fill that with one of those color chip pens.
I don't know if that would really stick in there.
It doesn't matter, just to try it.
Okay, well, Kathy's still on the line. She has a flooring question. Hey, Kathy, what's your flooring question?
Okay, the other thing we'd like to do is find an effective way to clean the grout in our ceramic tile in the kitchen.
Okay.
Again.
Also 25 years old, and the tile looks perfect, but the grout has gotten very dark.
So I'm going to defer to Judy Holder again on this one.
Okay.
Because it's that that Mr. Clean sponge, Kathy. Have you ever seen those?
The magic sponge?
The magic sponge?
I know what you're talking about, but it doesn't seem like that would be they would be tough enough to.
Are you arguing with Judy Hogle right now?
Yeah, you don't want you don't want to second guess Judy Hogle.
I'm telling you, Kathy, that's what Judy Hogle uses, and
that's, okay, I've got some. I'll try it.
Yeah, please try it, and call Mega if it doesn't work. And we also have a resource that will come out and clean your grout perfectly. But I'm telling you, you can actually do it yourself. As far as your nick and your counter, that's a very, very singular spot. Kathy, you can even try nail polish.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know about you, but there's a lot of nail polish at my house. You could match that color
can
by
you bring
playing
your,
with it.
Because you got like white nail polish, Joe. I know Judy's
yeah,
born to the
right. I like that French thing
right.
when
yeah,
they do
the
that little
tip.
White
so
thing.
So can you bring your French tip over to
my French
Kathy's
tip?
Home?
Kathy,
yeah.
Oh, you're in Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kath, I could actually do that.
All right, so Kathy, I'm going to put you on hold. We're gonna have
not this afternoon. I got to
no,
go out. To
Joe's busy this afternoon. He's got a lunch appointment. But we're going to put you on hold and get your information. Joe will follow up after the show. Okay?
Yeah, but that neck
okay,
could be
what's
fixed.
What's the name of the wood floor product that you're talking about?
Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. We're going to send you a sample. All of our listeners could go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN promo code, and get a discount on your first order. Okay, Kathy? So
okay.
Hang on. 312-981-7200. We got to go over to David. David, how are you?
Fine. Excellent. My call is really related to the previous show, not the home show, but I got Gary's phone number from you guys. I had a credit card question. And he saved me a big black eye on my credit. I wanted to compliment you guys. I had an $18,000 high interest rate Discover card, and they keep sending me loan offers. And I asked him, would they be open to me possibly negotiating, paying, taking the loan out, but writing off half the loan?
Uh-huh.
He said the minute I asked that question, they would have closed my account. That go to my home equity, pay it off, and not damage my credit. And I thought it was great advice.
Okay, great.
Good deal.
Well, do you have hardwood floors, David?
Actually, no. I got the performance vinyl planking and then some carpeting still.
All right, we're going to send you some vinyl floor cleaning product from Mr. Floor. So,
and vinyl products are big today.
Yeah, Tom's foaming over there. You just said the magic word.
Yep, cabinets and vinyl floors.
Yeah, that's it. That's
there
it.
You
that,
go.
That's like chocolate. That's like telling me there's hot chocolate chip cookies coming out of the oven. Hang on there, David. Hold on, buddy. 312-981-7200.
Or my rate is 6%.
Or my rate is 6%. Both of those get the same exact foaming for me. Commander Stubler, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How was the Dairy Queen?
It was awesome. Thanks so much for dropping that off at the police department.
He is, this is Jason Stubler. Is it Stubler or Stubler? What's a proper word?
Stubler.
Stubler. It's Commander Stubler. He's on shift A. I'm dropping off food to shift B on Wednesday. I brought out 60 individually packed chicken tenders and 60 blizzards to the Naperville Police Department. And Jason's like, I heard you left Northbrook with 70, but you only showed up with 60. So we sent
that. What happened?
Yeah, what happened to the other 10?
Did you put out an APB?
He did a thorough search of my car for the small for the unused packages. But But you know what I did?
You ate them.
I did not. I put the blizzards on dry ice. Jason, officer?
Yes.
They were in my trunk, correct?
They were.
Okay. So I have a police check right here. I put them in my trunk specifically because I knew if they were in my car, I would find a way.
Would be a wayward spoon.
Well, at least drool on them, and that's not a good idea.
That would not a good idea for the police officers of the fine town of Naperville. But I just wanted to thank you and all the men and women of the Naperville Police Department for protecting us and serving that entire area, which is, I think, the third or fourth largest city in Illinois. And you guys do a great job, and I just wanted to thank you for doing what you do. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed the lunch, and I'm sure that the other shift will enjoy it on Wednesday.
We did. I'm sure they will, too. Thank you for the support that you give us, and appreciate dropping the food off for all the guys at the PD. They really enjoyed it.
No problem, brother. You have a very, very, very great weekend, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Likewise.
Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200. This week's recipient of the $1,000 Team Hochberg check is Maxim Benny's in Northbrook on Waukegan. And we just downed. I had the pastrami.
Oh.
Tommy had the pastrami.
Outstanding.
Joe had
corned beef.
I did. And John, manager of Maxim Benny's, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am tremendous. So I dropped off the $1,000 check yesterday, picked up a box, showed him the sign. We're going to be, who are we helping out with this, who are we feeding this week, John, with the $1,000 Team Hochberg essential worker check?
That would be the workers at the Gidwitz Center.
Right, retirement nursing home.
The retirement nursing home, and, sorry, my notes.
Glenview Police Department.
Here. It was the Glenview Police Department, yeah. I wrote down police. I forgot to write down which police department it was.
So
the Glenview Police Department, two different shifts.
Two different shifts. So I'm dropping off food at 11 o'clock for the morning shift.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going back. I'm like doing food runs all day
That's
Thursday.
That's not easy to do, meaning it takes a lot of coordination to get the food there.
Absolutely. That's why I'm doing it myself. Hot or cold. Hot. Thank you very much. So I'm going, and we had a food box with a delicious corned beef or pastrami sandwich, a coleslaw, pickle, and, of course, the black and white.
A tuxedo cookie.
So good.
I'm looking at this. I'm so jonesing to eat this, but it is going to be saved for my five-year-old grandson.
I'm going to tackle you before you get to the elevator.
I don't know if your five-year-old grandson's going to appreciate that.
No, it's so good.
I don't know. I'll just appreciate watching him eat, and I'll probably help him.
I was born in New York, and I used to get black and whites. My uncle used to run out. That was the cookie from New York. It's so good. So, Johnny, how does this $1,000 help you guys and the men and women, the servers, the cooks, the food prep over there at Maxim Benny's?
Well, it's definitely helping because we're still able to keep a lot of people here, and that money definitely helps, get them all paid and takes care of them. We're also, even when the business is a little slow, so that definitely does help. We're using some of the people here, even with the business being as slow as it is. We're down, 70% not having a restaurant, just doing carryout. But because we're not doing the restaurant, we're actually refinishing the entire restaurant. So it's going to look like a brand new restaurant when we reopen.
Nice. All right. Well, if everybody wants to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Oh, well, we're at 461 Waukegan Road in Northbrook. We're right at the tollway extension ramp on Waukegan Road. Our phone number is area code 847-272-9490. Or you can reach us on our website at maxandbennies.com. And any information you would like to have answered, you can send to info@maxandbennies.com.
Thanks for calling in, brother. Thanks for the delicious sandwiches. And thanks for helping us take care of the essential workers, the police officers in Glenview, and the workers at the Gidwitz Nursing Home and Rehab Facility. You have a great weekend, brother.
Yeah, you do the same. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. 312-981-7200. That portion of the show, this portion of the show, the one that we're ending, was sponsored by Arkadek, House 10, ComEd, Rose Pest Solutions, Fidelity Title, Republic Bank, and our newest sponsor, Peerless Fence, Joe. They're in. I bought a fence from them.
I've got a question for them.
They're in. They're going to be in studio in a couple, 3 weeks. 312-981. I promise Jimmy Towns is coming up after the break. We got Mike Houston coming back. We're going to be talking about proper insurance coverage. Amy Kite's calling in. I have a bone to pick with Amy Kite. I love Amy Kite, but I got a bone. So you're going to love to hear this.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's not a bad bone. It's a good bone. But her and I disagreed on something, and we're going to have it out on the air. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I promise we're bringing Jimmy Towns up. But first, Amy Kite's on the phone. We all know and love Amy Kite.
We do.
I listen to
David.
Hi, Amy. So I got a bone to pick. You probably don't know why I'm calling, but you really upset me this week. So it was actually a week ago. So Thursday, we're getting ready for a private show. My house is on the market, by the way, 724 Charlemagne in Northbrook. If anybody wants to buy a great house in Charlemagne.
Once owned by David Hochberg.
Well, still owned by David Hochberg. Hopefully soon not to be owned by David Hochberg. So we're going. It's like 11:30 at night. Amy's up. I'm up. We're cleaning. We're getting ready. You know, Amy doesn't sleep either. And she's like, well, you know, what are all the attributes about the house? So I'm like, okay, we had a water heater here. Our roof was done here. The heating and air conditioning was done here. All the stuff that we go. I go, oh, by the way, I cleaned the algae off the window. I risked my life. And she's like, I'm not putting that on the listing sheet.
No.
And I'm just like, I held it in this long, and my therapist said I have to express myself. What are you laughing?
Really? This is what you're upset with me because I won't sell your algae-free windows.
Not sell it, but it is an attention getter.
I have the cleanest windows. I risked my life.
Plus it's wet and forget.
I did the wet and forget. Right. Then I went up there. I climbed the ladder, Joe, which... Hang on. I forgot to turn you on. Some areas it was 6, and in other areas it was 12.
Ooh.
And in my shape that I'm in, which is round right now, as my good friend Rob Fierstein pointed out, okay, I risked my life to get my windows, and Amy would not list it as my windows are algae-free. And
might be funny, Amy.
I'm upset.
And David, might I also add, you hadn't done all of them either. I think you said 13 of them were done.
He ran out of steam.
You know, what did you want me to do? Go and say 13 algae-free windows? The other ones have plenty of algae, but 13 of them algae-free.
Okay.
Do you live in a fish tank?
My wife wouldn't allow me to climb on the roof to get the other two, rightly so, because I'd be in the hospital. But I just want to, in all seriousness, Amy's doing a great job. We have this this great system. It's called Matador. Hit it, Ashley. It's an unbelievable program where Dominique came in. You ever hear the song? It's one of the greatest songs of all time, next to It's Raining Men. It's called Matador, where people could go into the house. Wow, I love it. That's what it's called, right? Matador?
David, it's Matterport. It's a Matterport. It is a 3D... image and virtual walkthrough of your home. So anybody out there who'd like to see the home that David Hochberg lives in can physically walk through your house, up, down, all flights. They can walk into your master bathroom because nobody wants to walk into your bedroom. They can actually see your bathroom, which you use, which is not necessarily the master bathroom.
Right.
They can see everything.
And you don't have to take your shoes off.
Right.
No, they don't.
And I'm going
to
play.
They don't have to put on a mask.
Right.
I'm going to play that song, though, when people come in my house and play the video. It's not Matador?
Let Amy take care of your song.
No, it's Matterport. You know what, David? Here, can we just agree to one thing? Ooh. One thing.
Depends.
Amy sells your house.
I don't agree to anything except with conditions.
You know what? You are fantastic at doing your job, right? Love you. I trust everybody to you, right?
Yes.
Can you please just leave the selling to real estate to the real estate professional?
There's an idea, David. There's an idea.
And I'll leave the mortgages to you. And how about if we just agree to that? I'll do my job, you do yours, and we will have a fantastic relationship.
And you can meet in the middle.
And you know what? Elise loves me too. So, you know, I mean, that's really most important.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Right.
Much more important.
How about if I play that music when people open the door?
No.
Ashley? Yeah. No? You don't?
I think they'll be afraid if you play that music when they open the door. I wonder what's coming at them.
All right, I think you're no match for Amy.
Anyway.
I'm a marketing genius.
Amy will blow right through you.
I've got a marketing degree from Northern Illinois University, Harvard, the Midwest.
Hopefully, when they were videotaping your house, you weren't in the tub or anything
like that.
There you go.
I was gone.
There you go.
I was trying to clean the other two windows. All right, Amy, if our listeners want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
847-877-9881.
All right, have a great day. Sell my house. 724 Charlemagne, all of our listeners. In the beautiful town of Northbrook. It's up. It's under, you go to amykite.com, and it's there. Call Amy and make us an offer. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. See you.
She's awesome. 312-981-72. You know who else is awesome? Jimmy Towns. Jimmy, how are you?
Good, David. How are you, buddy?
Sorry for keeping you on hold. Talk to me about coverage that our listeners should have that they don't have, that they learned that they don't have after we got 17 inches of rain in the past 2 weeks.
I will. Hello, Joe. Hello, Tom.
Hey,
I will
hey,
tell you. Good. You know, it's a lot of water backup. It's a lot of water issues. And trying to figure out the difference between seepage and water backup. You know, for seepage, you got to call Roy. For water backup, you have a coverage. You know, it's water that comes in through the sump pump or sewers, backs up through toilets and showers, and this one was particularly nasty. I mean, there's areas that just got hammered, you know, LaGrange and Elmhurst, where, you know, stuff was coming in through the showers and the toilets, and it wasn't the clean water.
So what's the proper coverage our listeners should have that you recommend? And then I'm going to give your phone number out so people that our listeners can send you their declaration pages so you can make sure they have the right coverage.
They need to have water backup coverage. So it's a separate coverage. It's additional coverage on everyone's policies, and they need to have that.
What's the extra cost?
We go up to $50,000 in coverage, so it goes from, you know, $100 to a few hundred.
A year. So for $80 a month, you could have your...
Oh, no, it's less than that.
Well, and it's, you know, you can it's $8 a month. It's $8. Yeah. It's $8, $10
a year.
Tommy didn't spend that $8.
No, I just had a situation where this big rain came in, and I own a house in Brookfield that my son rents from me, and somehow the cord onto the sump pump got loose from the socket. Didn't go on. We flooded out of basement. Yes, and then I called my insurance company the next day, and I said, hey, I got a flooding problem. And he goes, let me call you back. And he called me back and he says, I didn't put sump pump insurance on. I mean, I have it on my residence. And I asked him, I said, why didn't you put it on? He goes, well, I didn't think the basement was finished. We just finished it. We put a huge bar in there and everything else. But I would tell you, I have told this story to people time and time again since this happened. And every one of them has called their insurance agent to make sure they have that. Yep. So I would tell you, if you are listening out there, check your insurance policy. You should have it on.
What other coverages, Jimmy? I have that coverage. Okay. Full disclosure, I met Jim about 15 years ago. We were on a trip together at another radio station on a sporting event, and we just became buddies. He had his kids there, his wife, and, you know, became friends. And I immediately came home. I switched everything over to Jim. So my car, my home, my auto, all the stuff. I got an umbrella. I've got everything. Whatever I need, I go to Jimmy. He takes care of it. I got a rental property out in Arizona. He hooked me up with a company out there. You know, one of his colleagues done. It's unbelievable customer service. So when I asked Jimmy, I said, hey, I called him. I said, hey, please tell. And listen, I had my basement done perma-sealed, and I had my windows well, so I'm dry as dry can be. But I'm like, hey, we need to come on this weekend and talk on the air so listeners know the proper coverage. Because I'm telling you, Joe, every fifth or sixth house, I'm in a neighborhood of 165 homes, every fifth or sixth house, there was stuff at the side by where the garbage comes because they had some challenges in their basement.
Yep.
And Jimmy, I want our listeners to make sure they're covered. So it's called the sump pump.
And then cleaning it up, David, cleaning this up. So these poor people, this isn't So, yeah. Tom, when yours was clean water, not that that's fun, but when it's dirty water and you got to clean that up, that's you got to have the pros come in and do that, and that's thousands of dollars.
Yeah. We had JC Restoration, who's a partner of the show. They do an incredible job,
amazing job.
And I just got their bill just a few minutes ago, and I wish I had that insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out of my pocket now.
All right. So the other thing, Jimmy, is that what I believe what David just said is make sure you have the right coverage, right? So if I can buy all the way down to $10,000, which really doesn't do anything for me, okay? Right. But the people have to be advised in the right direction. When you're a normal insurance guy, he just wants to get a lower rate for you, so you go with him, right? But you need the right advisor. Yeah.
No, you got to advise, and you make the options available and explain them,
right.
And then the consumer gets to make the decision. But as long as it's a well-informed decision, and then there's examples and there's stories. There's stories. I mean,
you just did your basement, okay? The typical basement Joe could attest to this. You could do a basement for $10,000. You could do a basement for $150,000. Okay. Yeah. You start having sore water coming in. Guess what? That all has to come out. That is a major expense. Then you have to eradicate.
Remediation.
Remediation.
I call it unstinkify.
Well, you got to unstinkify it, and then you got to cleanse it too. Yeah. I mean, you got to
Between JC doing the remediation, what I have to replace, and the cost of replacing the products, like all the flooring had to come up. It's $10,000. Now, think about that. It's $10,000 out of my pocket. And if you're saying that the sump pump insurance is
$100, $100 to $200.
Say $200, maybe even $300.
Right.
How many times does $300 go into $10,000?
A lot.
A lot. And and I will tell you, they've never had water in that basement. It's a 1924 house. I don't know the original owner because they're probably dead. But it was just because a sump pump was not, or somehow the plug came loose.
Sure.
Yeah,
and this stuff happens, or
it happens,
or your sump pump goes bad,
and you're not checking it
right. So insurance policies. It might seem expensive, but it's the cheapest thing to do.
All right, we got a question here. Ask about umbrella liability and flood insurance, different from backup.
Yeah, flood's insurance. Flood is different from backup. That's surface water. So there's houses that got it. Normally, people only get it when they're in the flood zone and the mortgage requires it. But I think it's 60% of floods happened in non-flood zones.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Window well breakthroughs, right?
Yeah.
Water coming through the window, my basement, before I put the window drains in, that's surface water coming in.
Jimmy, that would that's be flood water. Insurance then?
Yeah, that's flood insurance.
Okay.
Okay. So,
good point.
Houses built in the 60s, right? All of Deerfield's built in the 50s. I'm just talking about my area. All of Deerfield built in the 40s and 50s, all the basements are crumbling. Okay. And that water's coming from the top into your basement. That's why Roy's so busy right now. He's getting 3,000 calls a day.
Absolutely.
He's so backed up right now.
So is JC. Because what happens is now if you don't have the coverage, or even if you do, getting somebody out there, especially when you had multiple events,
right?
Because after 3 or 4 days, it smells like the Pachyderm house. You can't get it out of the carpet. You can't get it out of the padding. Really, it's the padding that's more of a problem.
And some people are into that. I'm not.
And I talked when I had that. That was a couple Sundays ago when we had 5 inches, 6 inches of rain.
It was last Saturday night. I went to Cheesecake Factory in Lincolnwood. I could get home from Northbrook.
Yeah,
it was 6 miles from my house. I turn into my subdivision. All the standing water because the sewers were so backed up. 2 hours later, it all went down, but yet cars getting stuck. And I'm just like, my God, this is crazy. Thank God I was in my wife's car because it was a lot higher. She has an SUV, but it was coming down sideways. I went over the Des Plaines River. I'd never seen the Des Plaines River that high off of Deerfield Road.
St. Charles had bridges closed. It had so much water.
Yeah.
And typically, our basement would have been dry, but if it wasn't for that plug-in.
Right.
So, things happen, and that's why you got to have insurance.
What you said, Tom, what you said before is you never had it in since the 20s, this house. That's what happens. You're getting these events, and you never had it before.
Yes.
So right. You don't think you're going to get it. And then something happens, and the plug comes out, or right. The pump goes bad.
But,
or they turn off everything, and everything backs up.
Right. And every 100-year flood is coming every, like, 4 or 5 years.
Right.
312-98. Yes. Hang on, Jimmy. We got Mike. We're going to bring Mike back on. We got a ton of phone calls here. Man, we're just bombed today. 312-981-7200. And we love our listeners out there, and we're here to help you. Thanks for giving us the chance during these 2 hours to answer all your questions and help you solve your housing challenges. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to be right back.
Close that door, 'cause I know I won't see.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, everybody, we got 6 minutes left in the show, so we're going to do speed round here. 312-981-7200 is the call and text line. This portion of the show is sponsored by The Amy Kite, Mr. Floor, PermaSeal Basement Solutions, Ray Kaplan, Lint Home Roofing, Dave Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. All right, so Mike, how did you help Dolores? What are you going to do to help Dolores, who called earlier in the show about bubbles in her roof?
I'm going to step out at her house, take a look at her bubbles, and see what's the best solution.
All right, great. And have Dolores call back, and I'm going to have the lady, after I drop my Wink Rust Rust solution dissolving stuff, whatever that is.
In Glenview.
I'm going to do that. So Mike's going to help Dolores. I'm going to help this lady in Glenview.
Oh, I'm going to go to Crystal Lake and put nail polish
on
it.
You're going to put your nail polish in Kathy's counter. In Kathy's counter. Okay, so let's go to Kathy in Wisconsin on line one. If you could bring up Kathy in Wisconsin. Kathy, you got a question for Jimmy.
Question, but I'm a licensed insurance agent, and it doesn't matter if you have a finished basement or not a finished basement, you should have water backup coverage.
All right. Well, thanks for that comment.
Yep. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. And thanks for listening. Let's go to Jane in Wheaton. She got a sump pump question. Hey, Jane, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. My question is, the sump pump did not go out in the basement, but the power went out. And the sump pump stopped working. And the coverage that we have did not cover all the damage that was done.
Jimmy?
So you didn't have water backup then, because it covers for pump malfunction, no power, not being able
right.
to keep up. But you have to have the water backup coverage. That would be covered under water backup.
So Jane,
it would be.
Yes. Jane,
yeah, it would be.
Jane, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you your phone number. We're going to have Jimmy call you after the show, take a look at your insurance policy to make sure you're covered.
Okay?
And then I want you to call PermaSeal and get a backup sump pump like I have in my
house. Basement Defender.
Basement Defender. That's what I have. If you want to buy 724 Charlemagne in Northbrook, it has a basement. It has a basement defender.
He'll sell you the basement defender, and then the house is free, right?
Exactly, for $775,000. But call PermaSeal 630. No, that's his cell phone. Call 800-421-SEAL, 800-421-SEAL. Okay, Jane?
Great.
And we're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaning product from Mr. Floor. So put Jane on hold. Let's go to Rick in Naperville. Rick, how are you? Hang on. We got to bring Rick up.
I have federal flood insurance. I'm required to have it by my bank, but I could never get any money out of it. I have a split-level house, and so federal flood insurance only covers damage above grade. My lower level would have to be 6 feet underwater before I could claim any damage on the main level.
And you probably don't have contents coverage because they're only cared about the mortgage amount. So they only have coverage on the structure.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you got to really look at those.
Oh, but meaning that's the minimum mandated, right, Jane?
That's the minimum mandated.
Right.
Is that?
Yeah,
and
I have
really,
$5,000 deductible and $50,000 coverage. It cost me $800 a year for something I could never claim any damage for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do you help him get over those challenges?
Well, you got to look at what your main policy is and then maybe adjust this flood policy, because there's options on the flood.
Oh, I have a sump pump rider, and I have a water backup rider on my main insurance, but the lender requires me to have this stupid flood insurance.
Yes. Yeah, because you're in a flood zone. Yeah, you're in a flood zone per the Army Corps of Engineers. Have you checked recently, Rick, if the...
They change them.
They change them. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, I'm in an undetermined floodplain, and there's the federal government is supposedly reviewing all the undetermined floodplains with the eye of maybe taking it out. But I've been paying for flood insurance for 15 years.
That hurts. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get your name and number, Rick. So
do you have hardwood floors, Rick?
You have hardwood floors, Rick?
There's something to make you feel better.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Well, we'll send you some of that. That'll take away a little pain.
Well, go ahead, Jimmy. You wanted to steal my thunder there, insurance boy. Go ahead.
Jimmy's in charge.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the hardwood floor cleaner from, Big Shot?
Igor.
Who's that?
Igor.
All right, yeah. I'll tell you what. You sell insurance. I'll give you some advice Amy told me. Right. You stay in your lane. I'll do the mortgages and host the show. Okay, insurance man?
Yes, sir.
We're going to send Rick. Yes, sir. We're going to send our boy Rick in Naperville some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product, the best in the business. And every WGN listener can go to MrFloor.com, type in WGN to receive a discount. So, Mike, what's going on with hail damage? You know, we got some pretty bad winds. We got some hail in some areas. How do our listeners know if they have hail damage in their house, on their house?
There's an insurance site that they can go to. There's a map that shows where the hail hit. Basically, I don't have it in front of me, but Skokie, Evanston, parts of Glenview and Wilmette from Wagner Road, maybe Lake Avenue in Glenview, all the way east through Evanston, all the way to the lake. Maybe if people don't know the geography, but probably in about a 2 mile wide, 5 mile long strip, all the way again from Glenview through Wilmette, Skokie, Evanston. Some homes were hit so hard, windows broke, siding was damaged, gutters and downspouts, roofs were in some cases mutilated, car windows were, the ice balls went right through the car windows.
Hey, Mike, is there a website you could get us for next weekend show that our listeners can access?
I will have it for you, and I'll have Mallory from Lindholm Roofing send it out to you so you know and have it.
All right, we'll have it for our listeners next week. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They reach us at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Thanks, buddy. If our listeners want to reach you.
847-658-8989.
Thanks for getting the button back.
Tommy, I know, the button's working. Tommy, if our listeners want to stop in the store, store's open?
Store's open 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall. Or you want to see kind of what we have, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
And Jimmy, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. And what's a shaker cabinet?
A shaker cabinet, real quick, is it's a square, clean lines. The center panel is a flat panel. Frank Lloyd Wright, they also call it Craftsman style. You go onto our website, you'll see shaker, you'll see our shaker.
BuildersupplyOutlet.com.
Yep, look for our Liberty White shaker on there.
And Jimmy Towns, if our listeners want to reach you, we got a ton of text messages coming in. Our listeners want to reach out to you. How do they reach out to you at Allstate?
630-834-5678. They can email me at jim@allstate.com. But real quick, we extended our shelter-in-place payback through June. So that's April, May, and June. And if people aren't driving like they used to be, we have a MileWise product where you can pay by mile. But jim@allstate.com or 630-834-5678. Thanks.
Best in the business. Thanks for joining the show. I want to leave with this quote by Thomas Edison. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Think about that. I'm David Hochberg. I'm your host. Want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. We will be back next Saturday. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.